This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Fall Foliage. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Aw, thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with writer, comedian, and activist Baratunde Thurston, who hosts the podcast How to Citizen. And joining us from London, England, is actor Kieran Deal. Okay, Kieran, before the break, we played a game about famous chefs, and you said that you only go to Denny's. So, are you familiar with the Denny's Grand Slam?
You know what's so funny that you ask this is that it's my dad's birthday today. And one year, my mother was like, I'm going to take you to dinner and a movie. It's your birthday. And you know what he chose to do? He chose to watch Eat, Pray, Love. And he went to Denny's. And he went to Denny's and he was so happy getting his Grand Slam. And aww, it's free on your birthday.
That's
so it's
right.
Like, you know?
That's very sweet. It's somehow a very dad move, too, is to choose as your birthday present getting a free
so excited.
Breakfast at Denny's.
What a value. I remember, we thought we were so smart in college and to be like, let's go to Denny's and lie about our birthdays. And then they were like, can I see your ID? And we're like, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Psych, just checking, you guys, just checking.
Okay, so we have another. Are you both ready for another game?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So this game is about historic scientific theories that were eventually debunked. Okay, so Kieran, this one is for you. Belief in these creatures was mentioned as early as 5000 BC in Sumerian texts, and ancient Romans also thought that they were the cause of their mouth problems. Which creatures am I talking about? A, toothworms, B, jaw beetles, or C, tongue termites?
I like the sound of the first one, a toothworm, because it sounds similar to what tooth decay is today, and it feels logical to me that if I didn't know how decay existed, I'd be like, there's something in there, buddy, and I would think it was a worm.
Yeah, you're right. It was believed mm-hmm. that dental cavities were caused by tiny worms living in your teeth and eating away at them from the inside.
Kieran, that was some cold, clear, logical... I really appreciated the way you answered that question. That was good.
Thank you so much. I'm a great pseudoscientist. This is an area of expertise. I'm a Denny's eating pseudoscientist.
I imagine, Kieran, you working that out on like in your room, you have a big glass whiteboard and you're just like drawing like a beautiful mind scene.
While you're listening to jazz and
like a montage of like connections and inference.
As I'm just eating a Grand Slam, shoveling it into my face.
That's right. All right, Baratunde, here is one for you. Edmund Halley of Halley's Comet fame and President John Quincy Adams both believed in which of these theories? A, there is a kingdom of Atlantis. B, the earth is hollow. C, werewolves are real and want to play high school basketball.
It's not the basketball one. They didn't invent basketball back in John Quincy Adams' day.
That's true.
So I'm going to dismiss that.
More excellent logic. I love it.
Yeah. So it's like a hollow earth versus a kingdom of Atlantis.
Right.
I think the word kingdom was really big back in those days. That's my attempt to Kieran this.
So nice. To Kieran this
you
is Kieran'd perfect.
It. You Kieran'd it. That is a fine guess, and I could have gone either way with this myself, but the actual answer is the hollow earth. They both believed in hollow earth.
I should have gone with werewolves. This is
John Quincy Adams even authorized an expedition to the center of the earth to try and commune with the mole people who were presumably living there.
All right, Kieran.
I'm still here.
I'm glad you're here. H.G. Wells' book, The War of the Worlds, was influenced by what misguided theory? A, Saturn's ring jumped over from Uranus. B, intelligent life forms built canals on Mars. Or C, our solar system actually has two suns.
Okay, so I think H.G. Wells wrote the book War of the Worlds, and there's a lot of robots in that book, you know, whatever, they're like shooting guns and it's very like pew, 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 and it's dope. And then that's on Mars. That's on Mars. So I'm going to go with B.
Yes.
The beautiful mind strikes again.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really good.
All right, Baratunde. Henry Hudson, who lent his name to the Hudson River, believed in which theory about another body of water? A, there is a warm sea between the North Pole and Greenland, two very cold places, Or B, you can get anywhere on the Amazon River in 2 days or less with a Prime subscription. Or C, Lake Superior actually sucks.
to have a judgment about a beautiful body of water like Lake Superior is just beyond. Even Henry Hudson,
agreed.
A colonist of ill repute, right, in certain versions of history. And to believe in Jeff Bezos is wise because he will own all the world shortly. Mm-hmm. But even Henry Hudson didn't have that level of foresight. So I'm going to go with the first one, the warm body of water involving Greenland or something.
Yes, you are correct. The open polar sea theory. That is the answer. You have kierened your way to a correct response.
That's all I wanted in this game was to live up to Kieran's brain.
You did it.
So thank you for this opportunity.
I'm slow clapping for you. I'm slow clapping.
Yes,
for
you. I just wanted to make you proud, Kieran. Maybe she'll come back to America now.
I love a slow clap. I love it's even it's more condescending when it comes from England.
Over
honestly.
Zoom,
it's
unintentionally.
Oh, that was so much fun. Thank you so much. So nice to play with you both. Thank you, Baratunde Thurston, and thank you, Kieran Deal.
Thank you, Ophira. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Kieran. Thank you, world.